Blog Talk Radio.
Cross Over Radio, tying the community together.
I've played with feet before.
Oh, you know you're the baby.
Yeah. I love feet.
You know I like you. You know?
The toes, I'm not going to get you. No. No me digan las cosas así.
Love to do that for you.
Yeah, I used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. To call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Tony Cartel. Welcome to Tasty Tuesday. I'm in the building with your boy, O Dunn. O, say what's up to the people.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
How you doing? I sound like
Wendy. I'm good. Huh? 2 days away
That's
from
good.
My favorite holiday.
Why? Because you're greedy.
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I, you know, I feel the same way. As long as I don't have to do the cooking, I'm good with it. But, you know, naturally, that's always my job. But nevertheless, being that we on this holiday topic, we're about to get into this subject of guess who's coming to dinner. Now, we could take this more than one way. Of course, it's going to go in all different angles and directions. But we're basically talking about people that's coming to dinner on the holidays. Some we may get along with, some we may not. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, daughter's boyfriend, son's girlfriend, or just your kids' friends in general. You having a dinner, you having a little special event at your house, and maybe everybody just don't feel everybody. How do you get around that? How do you make sure that night goes smoothly? If not, anybody got any stories that they can share? Some of the ratchetness, you know I love the ratchetness. Some people might have got real irate and turned the turkey over and the Christmas ham, throw it upside somebody, all that. That's good. We welcome all that. What's up? What's going on with you? You don't have no ruckus going on at the holidays? Because, you know, your mom gets in. You know, she don't care nothing about what she say.
Yeah, she started cooking already. Like, you know, she, you know what? Certain things my mom, like, she played a calm and cool role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she, my mother's real big on her kids. Like, long as you leave her kids alone, she'll leave you alone. It's crazy because, like, I'm the youngest, and I'm 34, but she's still the same way about her kids as she is when I was the youngest and I was four. Like,
and I pretty much dig it. Like, even when I was a kid, I can remember we would always go to my grandparents' house. But, of course, on the holidays, you know, as far as my mom's is concerned, she got, like, 10 brothers and sisters, so not everybody lived in North. So they were coming in from Delaware. They were coming from Colorado, everywhere. But it was always, I couldn't wait. I could never wait until I saw one person come through the door. That was my uncle. Because once my uncle came through the door, I knew following behind him was his wife. Okay, here we go. If my uncle come, which is my aunt, and his wife come, and my mom's is there, oh, it's going down. And it never failed. Every year, they gave me one. Me and my brothers and sisters were sitting up there like, yes, this is everything. Like, we didn't even want to eat. You know, they always shooting the kids out the room. Then we got the drunk uncle on the side. He cussing out everybody from my grandmother on down. And he speaking Spanish, and don't nobody understand his Spanish because it's only his Spanish, yo. It was the best. But it was always, the minute he walked through that door, we already knew dinner time was over because it was getting ready to go down. It never failed. And to this day, nobody know what they be for. Nobody.
On my side, it was my grandmother, Doris, so I love my grandmother to death. But, you know, everybody would come over to the house. Everybody would come over, eat, having a good time. All the people playing cards and everything. Then, you know, my grandmother, she always drunk Majorska.
What's
would
that?
Get them, it's like a vodka.
Okay.
My grandmother would sit there and drink that Majorska, and whatever you said earlier.
She come back with that another thing, motherfucker.
You know, my grandmother was the matriarch, but at the same time, she said it all.
Yeah, buddy.
My grandmother sit there, and you'll say something, and, you know, it may go over her head, or she may let it go.
Mm-hmm.
She get that vodka in her. She come back a little while later. She, what the hell was you talking about earlier?
Right.
My
That's
grandmother
like,
was
yo,
going.
One year, I never forget, my uncle, we already, like I said, everybody was on point. Once we see my uncle come to the door, my mother, she sit in the corner. My mother was never a drinker, never a big drinker. she just, my mother just has an instant turn up. All you got to do is just look at her, and she's just ready to just flip over tables. She just, you know, she bipolar to the thousand. So she's sitting in the corner, and my uncle, he'd been saucy since that morning. Here come my uncle. He walked through the door. He got his wife. He got his kids with him. So, of course, naturally, they jump up. Everybody jump up. Hey, how you doing? Everybody give out their hugs. So he make his way around. He gives my mother a hug. She hugged him with no problem. No, it wasn't no beef with no love lost with them or nothing. He already know every year it's the same shit. So he gets over to her, hugs her. So who's behind him? The wife. She leans in to hug him. Here's the killer. My drunk uncle comes over. He jumps in between them. And he was like, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. But nevertheless, it was no beefing that year. After he did that, it was like everybody had to laugh at it. We had to keep it moving because it was really ridiculous that they beef every year. When that fool jumped in between and was like, don't call it a comeback, yo. That was it. It was a wrap. You can't beef after that. You just got to laugh and chuck it up, and I'll catch you next year. Oh, man, that was funny. But that's how it be, though. Everybody's not going to get along, and everybody's not going to feel each other. But, you know, you always have that place. Like, it's at my grandparents' house, my grandfather. Everybody has respect for my grandparents. So if they say come to the house, that's what you do. You come to the house. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, oh, I don't want to come because so-and-so. You know, back in them days, they ain't trying to hear that. And you don't mouth whether you my parents' age, our age, or whatever. Ain't no mouthing off to my grandparents. You know what I'm saying? So once they say do something, it is what it is. You got to come whether you like it or not. Not to mention, you know, everybody ain't going to feel everybody. But just be cordial for that moment. Some people can do it. Some people can't do it. Me, personally, if I'm not feeling you or if I have to be around you that few minutes, I'm just let you know, this is my castle. Respect my house and respect the fact that my kids have to stay in this house. Now, you want to get funky, by all means, we can go elsewhere once it's all said and done. But in my house, we're going to all put on that smile and act like it's taking ice cream in here. That's all I ask. You know what I'm saying? You can not like me 5 minutes after you leave because if I'm not feeling you, you're only going to be there 5 minutes. So if we all have to be in the same room, let's just, you know, be adults about the situation and just keep it real cordial and just maintain a peaceful atmosphere. But everybody can't do it. Everybody can't do it.
Yeah, when it comes out, I just act like you ain't there. Like,
right?
You know, I'd be sitting at the table and you would ask me to pass you the cranberry sauce or something like that. Like, I'm just like, yo, could you pass him the cranberry sauce? He asked for it. And they're like, well, he asked you. Like, no, he didn't.
He ain't talking to me.
Yeah, right.
I'm not even going to give you that much. I'm not even going to turn away and look at you and acknowledge that you're talking to me. I'm going to keep staring straight like I'm fresh out of the nut house. Like, yeah, you put that bitch in a white jacket and make her hug herself. She retarded as hell. I'm going to keep staring right in space. Ain't nobody over in the area I'm staring at. I'm purposely staring at the wall cause, so you would know without me saying that you're not talking to me.
Yeah,
that's how I do. Mm-hmm. That's how
I do.
Trust me, you gotta
ask my mother. Growing up, it was my grandmother, my brother, my uncle Junior. It was my aunt Louise, and a lot of the older generations. Like, you know, I'm talking like two generations before me, and we were all getting together for Thanksgiving. Now the kids, you know, the kids would always be sitting there. We'd be playing, having our fun. They'd be sitting in the kitchen. You know, they're doing their drinking, and maybe they start playing cards.
Right.
And the thing was, like, we never knew what exactly happened, but we always knew it was time to go when we start hearing the yelling and the arguing. Once the arguing started, it was like, all right, come on, kids, get y'all coats.
Right, let's go.
Of y'all brought, come on, it's time to go.
Right. All right, let's go. We out.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get your stuff. Ma, I can't fuck that shit. You'll get it later. Let's go.
And, you know, it was always that famous line, like, all right, somebody be like, let me go. Because y'all want me to start talking.
Let me get up out of here. Right. It's always that one, like, all right, let me get up out of here because y'all don't want me to get started up in here.
So the whole time, everybody just, but up until that point, like, you know, Thanksgiving, it was always fun. So we used to always go out to Woodbridge to my aunt's house. And I mean, we talking about November in New Jersey, but you know, we running up and down the street, you know, a bunch of kids, you know, it's five of us between my siblings. So we talking about my cousins and everything. It'd be like 10 to 12 kids. You know, for the most part for us, like, you know, Thanksgiving was a good memory. You know, mm-hmm. but somebody always had to get out of line and cut the night short.
Right.
You know, it was always, you know, a good thing. My grandmother, like I say, she would set it off. You know, I'm a fast forward because one of my most memorable memories of my grandmother was around Christmas time. Okay, my uncle, he was married to, you know, his wife or whatever, and my grandmother wasn't particularly fond of her. But, you know, she tried to win her heart and, you know, win her over because she knew how much my grandmother loved my uncle. So she goes out and buy this, she goes out and buy this sweater. It was a white sweater. It was a nice sweater. So my grandmother, you know, she took the sweater, went in the room, started drinking her vodka.
Oh, man.
She took the sweater, right? And she like pulled some of the thread.
Oh shit.
Intentionally, right? Then she goes in the room and gives it to, you know, I'm gonna say my aunt, you know, my uncle's wife, whatever you wanna call it, you know, she's like, look, you know, you gotta take this back because it's ripped. You know, you gotta take it back. So my uncle already knew what it was. So he goes in the room, right? So now my grandmother, I'll tell you, like she was already sipping. So now my uncle goes, he tried to whisper to my grandmother. So he's like, Mom, like, you know, she went out and she thought of you to buy you a gift, and then you're going to come in there and you're going to tell her that she got to take the sweater back and all that, trying to whisper. Yeah, my grandmother got as loud as she could get, like, well, I ain't like the ugly ass sweater anyway.
Like, oh, wow.
She had to buy me shit, you know. She just started flying.
Yo, I would have died.
Me and my sister literally crying because we already saw the whole thing unfold. Like, you know, we ain't been crying, like, you know. So his wife, she's sitting there feeling bad. Now my uncle bad. And my grandmother, she had her zone. She was just going off. Yo, I would never forget that moment, yo. Like, everybody loved my grandmother to death, but guess what? Like, she was like that locomotive. Like, yo, once she gets started, ain't no stopping her, yo. I miss my grandmother to death, but, yo, she probably could do something else.
That's where I'm at with my grandfather. Like, you know, my grandfather, I remember the last, like, he would give us one every year, too. He was another one that made sure that, like, it's every single holiday. It was something that everybody called him Daddy. Every single holiday was something that he did. The very last holiday we spent with him before he passed away, we were all sitting there, and we had just got finished eating, but at that house, people would still keep coming over. You know, it was no certain time that he was there, but you would just drop by this particular house because it was the big house. This person dropped by. She was an old friend of the family. He dropped by. It was a little later than normal, but they had the older generation, they had started drinking and playing cards and doing their thing, so they about toasty around this time. So the dude came in, his name was Mark, and he was like, he greeted my grandparents and their friends or whatever, and like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? So he's like, oh, no, I just came to see how you was doing and check y'all out for the holidays. So, of course, how they do the hospitality, oh, you want to get something to eat? You know, we got plenty of food. You want to go ahead and get something to eat? So by this time, my grandfather's standing up. He's standing up, and he's walking over towards the kitchen area. So the dude, Mark, was like, well, you know what? I really just ate, but hey, you know what? I don't care. So my grandfather turned around and went and sat back down. Everybody puzzled now because we thought that he was going in the kitchen to fix dude's plate. And my grandmother was like, well, Anki, what happened? I thought you were going to fix Mark's plate. He said, I offered that man some. He told me I don't care. Well, hell, I don't care either. Fix your own motherfucking plate. I fell out. I was like, yo.
my grandfather did not care. He left that man standing right there. He felt so stupid. He was like, all right, then I guess I'll see y'all later.
Hello, we have a hand up.
We got a hand up.
973-280.
Yeah, what it do, man?
Bro, what's good?
What are you doing? Who's this?
Yeah, it's your boy, Freak Relief, nigga.
Hey, it's good, nigga. What's up?
That's really good.
What up, man? We miss you, bro.
What's going on with you?
Shit, man. You know the shit, man. Still ducking these hoes. What's good, though?
I'm saying, we ain't talking about the holidays. Thanksgiving coming up. You know, you can share your stories,
man,
or whatever you want. I know you all the way out there in Houston, bro.
No, look, I got a question for Malik, though. I got a question.
What's good?
Now, say you at dinner, and one of your girls come, you know, one of your ex come through the door, or your baby mother. You got a new girlfriend, but your baby mother there. How you handle that? Now it's the holidays.
I got my baby mama's in control, man. So, like, you feel me? Like, them hoes already know what to expect. You know what I mean? So, like, ain't shit gonna pop off. You feel me? I ain't fucking with them hoes. You know what I mean? So, like, shit, I invite them hoes. Shit, you feel me?
So, which one of your sisters do you put on point? Like, yo, she get out of line, you calm her down.
Oh, bro, come on, bro. You already know how my sisters do. So, them bitches stay in line with them already. They know them. You feel me? Like, they already know. You feel me? That's why I'll deal with those type of problems. They already know how my sisters bro, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they been around too long.
Bro, what's your plans for Thursday, though? You mean you flying out or you staying down there?
Oh, no, man. I'm fucking with this little Louisiana hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got her little, her little homegirls and shit. They got some shit going on at the house. I'm going to slide over there, fuck with them and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, try to fuck one of her friends in the bathroom type shit.
Oh my God.
The guest who's coming to dinner. He's getting ready to go to these people's house and turn up for real. You get ready to go to these people's house and turn up for real like that? Like, what if you get caught? You just basically going to turn the turkey over.
Nah, she ain't going to. You feel me? Like, these bitches ain't telling shit nowadays, man. They all single. She already let me know. She already told me. She like, look, man, two of my homegirls hoes. So I'm like, chick ching. I was going to invite some of my homies. But I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to get these hoes on my own. You know what I'm saying? I come back to tell them niggas later about the shit. You know what I mean? But you like, no.
Oh,
but yeah, you know what I mean? Like, she already let me know. Like, I'm probably only gonna be the only nigga over there. I'm gonna pull some pictures though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we saw
like,
you
some pictures for the whole shit. Cause
hey,
she already
just
let
don't
me
make
know.
No video. Just don't make no video. We know how you get down. We don't need all the graphics because you know you get ill with it. You,
I'm saying, I got a patty pot for a bitch. So that bitch,
oh my
if she
goodness.
That patty pot want to get loose, I'm gonna get out in the bathroom. She gonna hit that high note.
Fuck it, make the video.
No, look at you instigating. No, we don't want to see the video. Mm-mm. That's all right. You keep that in your own archive. We'll
see
that.
What y'all got going on for Thanksgiving, though?
We all going down to my brother's house. He just bought a house in Roselle. So we all going to be down there, you know, chilling and shit. Like, they want to do this karaoke shit. They always trying to get me to sing like I'm fucking R. Kelly and shit.
My nigga, you can't sing, my nigga. Like...
maybe you should give him some of that patty pie. He could probably, you know, hit
a few
notes.
But shit, if you ain't got
that
a patty
like
pie
that
a
word.
Refrigerator, you dead though. If you ain't got a patty pie on deck in the refrigerator, you dead. I should have left Walmart and shit. Ask them again. Like they ain't had no pies in 3 weeks. Like,
damn, we got pies up here. I'm with the white folks. They don't want patty pies.
But you really can't be relying on Patty Pie though. What happened to everybody that normally makes their own pie? You can't be relying on Patty Pie.
I make my own pie. Mine's better.
I'm saying Patty Pie came out. Shit, I know I fucked me too old off that Patty Pie shit. Bitch can't find that shit. When I got out of work, I was like, yo, I'm coming through. I took that bitch a patty pot, bro. Like, real talk. Like, you feel me? Like, shit, I fucked that up. You feel me? Like, caught 20 bitches off that patty pot shit. That's why I'm mad as fuck. I know I could have came
That's
up.
Why you mad?
My pussy rate would have went up. Real talk. My pussy rate would have went up. Patty fucked me up, bro. Like, real talk.
Oh, wow.
I posted that picture of me with that patty pot in my hand. All bitches was in the inbox.
Oh, wow.
Like,
Well, maybe it's a good thing, Patty. You ain't got no patty pies. Tell the bitch to bring you a patty pie.
Yeah, shit, that can
happen. Every Walmart is different in every city.
Yeah, bitch, I ain't paying for no bitch to get on a flight, though. You see?
You ain't keep it local. You know, it just may be your Walmart.
They sold out down here. You ain't getting no patty pie in Houston or within this whole area. You ain't getting no patty pie. Them shit is out. Them shit is dead. Done.
Yo, then they were talking about ain't no more coming until December. Like, who the fuck want a patty pie?
That's what they was on. The lady was at Walmart when I was just getting the fucking meal from Walmart and shit on my break. Yeah, she was telling me that shit. Like that dude, what's his name? That James dude? Man,
yeah.
How you need to hit that nigga off, bro? Like she said,
she fucked herself up with that slick ass shit she said, my old boy, and she ain't really want to give him no props. So people feel some type of way now. So,
but
I tell you what I can do. I tell you what I can do. Because I ain't but 12 hours from you. Freak Malik, I ain't but 12 hours from you. So I'll get you some patty pies from our Walmart. I'll ship them to you. So I'll get you, help you with your clientele. But. Hey, you got some dry ice. Get some dry ice out of fries. You know, to get some dry ice, and I'll ship them to you. I'm going to help
you
nigga out.
You can ship them without dry ice.
He don't want no mold on it. He wants the bitches to think they was just out that day.
I don't want no bitch to get sick on me, bro. Like, I don't give that shit to a bitch anyway. You feel me? Like, bitch ain't going to eat that shit and throw up on me. You feel me?
You going to be gone by then. What she do after she leave out the house ain't your business. You're going to be gone by then.
Exactly.
It's just a presentation, you feel me? I'm trying to be here for you right now. Happy holidays.
Nah, I want a bitch to put that patty, put a slice of that pie on my dick.
Okay. All right. I don't want to play anymore. I'm done. I tried to help. I tried to help. You don't want to help? But... All right, cool. That's fine. No, that's okay. That's terrible.
Well, I'm saying that what y'all been up to, shit. Like, you feel me? I ain't fuck with the radio station in the middle.
Did he say
he
put it on his little friend?
Huh?
Oh, yes, he said that, honey. He said all of that.
This
take
you to live
and
it's
freaky
Friday.
He said that live and in color, but okay.
Mm-hmm. He meant that, too.
You know what? Don't make a
video
like
that.
You know every fiber in his being.
Hmm? I can see him now making a video like that.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm trying to avoid any further conversation of that so he don't do that.
That pile ain't had no more. You feel me? That's the only reason why I ain't got my little video. But that little picture that I took in my kitchen with that patty pie, oh, man, inbox on fire, bro. Like I said, I fucked two holes off the patty pie. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, I went back to Walmart that next day to get some more.
Let me ask you this. Was you going back to Walmart to get more pies for new bitches or the same two bitches?
Oh, the new bitches? Why was I giving another bitch the same pie? What the fuck? Yeah. I was like, all right, $358, look, $33, bro. Like, 10 new bitches, $33, all that shit. You feel me? These bitches may have come up to $30. You feel me?
What's the pot like? 3 and some change?
358, bro. That's how much I paid for that Walmart. 358, bro. And you best believe, bro, I got me 358 strokes in that pussy, bro.
So if you smash, okay, so if you smash $30 worth of pods, you just smash like, what, 7 to 8 chicks from the pod.
10 pods? No, 10 pods, 10 chicks, son.
10 pods, 10 chicks? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $33.58. You feel me? Like, shit, I took a bitch to Papa Cito shit. She bought the big platter meal, a big platter of Papa Cito. That's $27. You feel me? Like,
that was the pot. Look, but I'm curious now, because, see, was the pot gone by the time you left? Or did she have some left over?
Nah, I went to Walmart. See, I bought one pot for myself. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was chilling with another chick that morning, and she's the one that showed me about the little James video and shit. So I'm like,
right,
you know what I mean? So, boom, I shot the Walmart. I go to Walmart. They got a whole bunch on the table. Lady in the bakery like, yo, we got mad pies in the back if you want more. So I'm like, all right, nah. So I should snatch one. Boom. I come to the house and shit. I put a picture on Facebook, you know, in my kitchen, you know, flexing little muscles and shit, got the pie out. Next thing you know, boom, my inbox went on fire, my nigga, like straight fire. Bitches in the inbox, ooh, can I get a pie? Can I get a slice? I'm like, hold the fuck up. So I go run back to Walmart. The next morning, them shit's gone. So I called me up another chick that stayed on the north side, and she
you gotta make
up,
a
like,
video and put that on YouTube saying that. Tell Patty she gotta deliver some pies personally to you because she messing up your game.
That's right. Yeah, she's fucking
I'm
up
telling
the
clientele. That'll go viral. That one right there will go viral. Go ahead.
What yo? My question is, who would really smash Patty's pie?
Huh?
Who would hit Patty's pie?
Who what?
Bro, would you hit Patty's pie?
What you mean? What?
The real Patty, like would you smash her pie?
Patty, what's your house at? I came out on that bitch.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Fuck Patty, nigga.
Oh my god.
You want the recipe now, huh?
She said, fuck
the
recipe.
Fuck
that recipe. I
want a
patty.
Yo,
right in the
ain't gotta give me the recipe. Just hit the hot note. Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just give me one song. Just give me one song out the deal. And I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. Goule, goo, goo, shay, I'll play far. That's what you want to hear?
I got a fucking H-E-P pie right now. I picked up the H-E-P pie.
Y'all
got to
get
the
fuck up.
Thanksgiving.
So, what's y'all having? Turkey or ham?
Turkey.
Yeah.
Man. Fuck that ham shit. I don't know about eat ham. Who eat ham?
I'm just asking. That was a test question. You feel me?
I ain't ham in years, yo. I'm going to tell y'all a funny story, though, right? First time I ever made a turkey. Nah, but.
He always got to throw that because he ain't ham. You can't do right.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell a funny story. First time I ever made a turkey, right? You know what I mean? Like, yo, I cleaned the shit out this turkey. Shit out everything I thought I was supposed to get, right? Yo, I had this motherfucking turkey, juicy as hell, white meat, everything, juicy as hell. Dropped it off my mother's house. I go back home to get dressed. My mother called me. She like, Omar. So I'm like, yeah. She's like, did you clean the turkey? I'm like, yeah, I cleaned the turkey. Like, what are you talking about? So she's like, yo, you left a bag in it. What the fuck are you doing in the turkey? But, yo.
This.
Wow.
On the outside, this motherfucking turkey was golden. That motherfucker looked as juicy as hell. I did everything right. Dude, I left the fucking bag in the turkey, yo. What is going on?
You tried.
I wish I had a woman right now and she could tell that story, yo. She made that, yo. She be having me dying off that shit. Like, she called me like, oh, my, did you clean the turkey? I'm like, yeah, I cleaned the turkey. Like, you know, I butted the motherfucker down and everything. Like, you know, I used motherfucking country spray on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I thought I was doing something.
Yo, what kind of cheese did you put on it? I'm about to go cook meals. I'm about to clean my turkey tonight, though.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna.
So you are gonna cook your own little dinner, and then you gonna dip out?
Nah. I told Shreddy Yeah, I told Shorty I'm going to come over here and cook the chicken. You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to go ahead and clean it tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They want me to go ahead.
So, you know, so you got to hit the turkey. You got to hit. Make sure you take that thing up out of there. You know, dig on
yeah.
the ass.
Oh,
and
I know
neck. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a good. And get that adobo, hit that adobo, that accent. Get you some garlic, onion. You know
what kind of season you use? What kind of season you use?
But the crazy thing was, right, I had stuffing all, like, stuffed up in there and shit. Right.
You suck. That's the bottom line to your turkey. You fucking suck.
Yo,
I hope they'll never
down.
Ask you to do that shit no more.
Yo,
I
did one wrong thing is that I missed that fucking little bag in there with all that shit that be in that bag. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It was like,
that's why nobody ever wants to eat your turkey. We don't even want turkey
like,
sandwiches.
That shit was right.
Yo, I never even cleaned the turkey, though. I never even cleaned the turkey, son. Right.
You never cleaned the turkey?
Or cook the turkey shit, like, you feel me, like.
So this your first time?
Yeah, you know the shit, like, I told you I know what
well,
I'm doing,
need you to, I'm going to need you to dig your hand so far up that turkey ass, your hand come out the neck of it, you understand?
Yeah.
And make sure every inch you go, ain't nothing in there.
What is wrong? I thought my turkey was a 10.
No.
This turkey was about to get a child and shit.
No.
So,
what else is on the menu but the turkey, Malik?
I seen her picked up what she some macaroni and cheese, some potato, some candy yams. She gonna make some homemade candy yams.
Wait, she ain't making a box macaroni and cheese. She ain't making crab.
Oh,
like,
my God.
No,
yeah.
This is from Louisiana, son. They do everything straight,
you know,
like.
Okay.
Do,
I just
like,
think it's
done. Hell, yeah, that nigga about to be over there.
I don't even know how shit going to turn out, because I'm like, yo, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm helping her do the grocery shopping. So I picked up a Glock of Velveeta. She like, nah. She got the sharp. And the shredded mouth. Oh, I'm like,
shred it up? Yeah, you got to shred that shit. You don't pick up no Velveeta.
Man, I use Velveeta, man. I use Velveeta. I use Arborino.
I use that shit that's already shredded.
Like, I know how she going to do her shit, though. Like, you feel me? But I told
y'all about
her
to have my fucking gumbo Kool-Aid over that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I had that shit last night, though. The other night, though.
See?
That gumbo shit. That shit.
Crawfish cornbread and shit. Y'all about to over there having all types of shit.
Fuck with that crawfish, though. I ain't eating no crawfish. You can forget about that shit.
You got to broaden your horizons. Hey, she making a meal. You got to be prepared to eat that shit.
Nah, shit. She can't eat some nasty shit. Her ass won't get fucked right.
Cut. Well, Malik, I hope you enjoy yourself, and for the sake, I hope somebody comes through with a patty pie just to make you happy. You know, I hope you get everything your little heart desires. If not, there's always Christmas. If you celebrate it, I'm sure you'll have some on deck. You know, put some in the freezer for hard times like right now. So I hope everything works out for you.
Yo, I ain't going through another drought. She'll never catch me in another drought. She hot right now. I'm hot right now.
And if the worst case scenario, you know, you big on the book. So what you do is, you know what I'm saying, you hit me up, I give you the recipe, and you mix up your Freak Malik pie, and you put that shit in your own box and start issuing that shit out. You know what I'm saying? That bitch is going to be in your inbox for real. You feel me? I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work with you. I just want 10% of the fun. You ain't going to do me like Patty did, old boy.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, that's your question?
You just did. I don't trust your questions.
Two questions. All right,
I don't trust your questions when you're on the phone. What's up?
How do your pies taste?
How does my what taste?
Your pies.
Oh, I thought you said something else. My pies are excellent.
Oh, what'd you thought you said? What did you say? You thought you were talking about the box?
No. I ain't fucking with you, Malik. But my pies, I'm not fucking with you, Malik.
You said you were talking about something else. Like, you ain't
no, I just thought he said something else. I didn't quite hear him. So now that I am on the same page as he is, my pies are very good.
Do you know how the box tastes?
What tastes better?
Do
Sony
I know why?
Five,
how? Who? Wait, do who? What box?
You said that first.
No, look. No, for real.
Wait,
what tastes
pause,
better?
No,
what tastes,
pause. Malik, what box?
The juice box.
Whose motherfucking juice is
that? Ain't talking about a box of cereal. Ain't talking about Captain Crunch.
This is what I'm trying to break it down slowly. I want to know whose juice box is he asking me? Do I know how it tastes?
I'm asking you, do you know how your own juice box tastes? That's what I'm trying to get at. If you figure yourself and taste your own juice, you know what I mean?
Okay, Omar, what was you saying there, honey?
Wait a minute.
You get ready to open up a whole other door. Yeah, he get ready to open up a whole other door.
She thought that he was talking about something else.
I asked a simple question, so I started it. You trying to open up a whole other door. That's not, we get ready. Okay, what was you saying? Oh, because Malik is a troublemaker. What you say?
I'm saying it's tasty.
I was trying to find out.
So what you tasting, Malik? What you tasting?
No, I'm not tasting nothing. Baby, I don't eat. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe you.
I read the post.
You don't have to, I remember this conversation being had before from a post that from that very same statement.
Huh? What'd you say?
Okay. All right. So I think this debate went up before,
and then somebody was trying to was on the book and said I ate her coochie, man.
Well, okay, but maybe she wasn't on the book. But I had plenty of people that they were there and they were begging to differ. I don't know.
Listen, Belly Belly.
I'm only going to take your word for it. You know, I'm on your side. I believe you.
I'm always giving away gift cards. So if a chick call up and say I ate her coochie, she gets a gift card right now. Fuck that.
Oh, you get a gift card? Did you say a gift card? But where the gift card to?
Anywhere. They get Walmart sale.
How much is the gift card?
$50, $100, $150, whatever.
Oh, okay. So we can find somebody that's going to testify to that, and they're going to say that definitely went on, and they get $150 gift card.
Put a flyer out there. You know what I'm saying? Let them know. Call next Tuesday. Tuesday.
Okay, Key. You want me to put a flyer together?
Yeah,
put a flyer together and put who Belly Tasty taste on Tuesdays, and we just put his picture up there. Gift card.
All right. Okay. All right. Belly, gift card. Belly. Gift card to the.
Now wait a minute.
Can...
We should put a limit on this. Should put a limit because we don't want. We have like 10 girls called up.
Tell them a gift card and 5 pair of panties.
He's trying to get that Black Friday sale. That's what he's doing.
That's Cyber Monday.
So whoever can admit to the shit, like, I got him though. You feel me? Like, Bella Bella don't eat. You can ask my baby mama that shit.
So Tony.
Omar eat. He heard about it.
Hey man, listen, if it's the right one, hell yeah, I ain't even gonna front.
Nah, nigga,
I don't just dive in the pool, like.
Nah, nigga.
You know, I gotta test the water. Gotta be warm enough.
Nigga,
you know what I mean?
How was it?
That I heard this shit from, nigga.
Shit, what?
I heard this story from nigga. Nah, nigga.
Ooh. Hey man, I can't deny who I am. Everybody don't get that.
And I know she was lying because she said she caught that tongue out of Marlo.
What? Oh God! You hear it, Tony?
Lord have mercy.
it gets done, but you know, it gets done, but that shit is reserved. That shit is reserved. Like, hey man, you know, sometimes you gotta give them what they're looking for.
So it's reserved for what? You gotta feel like it that night, or what? It gotta be your girlfriend.
Like, yeah, listen, everybody can't get that. You know,
that's what your mom say.
That's what my mom say too. You know, sneaker store just don't go hand out free joints. You know, you got to come in and make the right person.
Let me tell you, this is all I'm going to say. Most dudes say that, but I promise you, when I say they be going down the quickest, I'm telling you, you'd be surprised.
Nah,
they talk that mess.
That ain't true.
Please.
I ain't gonna say I don't do it at all.
That's like saying niggas out here with little feet gotta lose out here, niggas with little feet got on little dicks. That's a damn lot. Cause I'm wear 8 and I shit, my dick's been all over the book. You know what I'm saying?
that's a false ass statement. And the chick bond to that, they just dumped themselves the prison they heard it from.
Lord. Tony, is he in the green room?
So, Tony, you never answered my question.
I see her up here, but I don't see her.
Tony?
She must be in the green room.
She probably took a time out. She had to get it together.
All right, so let me ask you a question, Omar. You know, since I know you and your baby mother, y'all co-parent. So, have y'all ever been in a situation where you had to bring your significant other with hers and y'all had to have dinner with the kids? For the holidays, Christmas, whatever. How y'all handle that?
Nah.
Y'all don't do that?
It's separate.
Yeah.
You
said
separate? Yeah. We were switching holidays.
Well, y'all would never do it together?
Kid, you's a female. You know how that shit get.
Yeah, tell me, why wouldn't y'all? No, that's, I don't know how that get down and do no females about being mature. I know a lot of, but I'm 40, so I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of families that co-parent like that, and on Thanksgiving, they don't want the kids to feel they got to choose to go, so they always have it at one person's house, and they come over, and everybody cordial.
Everybody ain't cordial, you know. And I think that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ain't cordial. You do what you do with them, and I'm gonna do what I do with them. Like, but you know, I do like, you know, I go see my kids and stuff like that. And, you know, we cool. And to be honest, like, no new dude has been brought around them, so it's like, you know, with me in the presence, like, so I can't really say, like, you know, like, I can't speak on that.
Oh, so she never had
that feeling. Yeah, I can't speak on that feeling of, you know, how would you handle it? Like, you know, I don't know how I handle it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another question then.
Yeah.
I was watching a comedian, and he was like, how you call your child up? And she was like, well, I got to call you back, Daddy, because my stepfather's got to wash the dishes first. How would you feel about that statement?
You know what? It depends. It depends. It depends on what we're talking about and the type of person he is. Like, if he's real dude.
I think that was Kevin Hart. He was talking about that.
Yeah, like, it depends. Like, it depends. Like, we just small talking, you know what I'm saying? And, all right, boom, like, you know, this got to be done, whatever. Like, that's your chore. All right, do your chore and call me back. But make sure you call me back. But if it's some, like, we really having a real conversation, and I feel like you just cutting in just to feel like you could cut in, you know what I'm saying? Then I won't even say nothing. I'm like, yo, put him on the phone.
Yeah, how about
then
you
I'm
call
like, yo,
and he right,
bro.
You call the house, and he answers. You be like, yo, can I speak to my daughter, my son? He be like, no, my man, you got to call him back because I got them doing something right now.
He better be paying the fucking phone bill. I'm telling you. he better be paying that phone bill. That's the only way. The type of father I am, yo, you got to be an asshole to be making the moves. You know what I'm saying? You really got to be trying to be some old just dominant motherfucker just because you feel like you could be dominant. And that right there won't sit right with me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, okay, I'm with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, their child, father in their life, he do everything, you know, taking care of them, spend time with them, showing up at all the school events, showing up at all the school events. He doing everything he's supposed to do as a father. You know, I asked him to do something. Now, he called because he want to, you know, bond with the child over the phone. I can't get in the way of that.
Okay.
Like, he earned that right. He earned that right to do that. He might not get to see them every day. You know what I'm saying? Obviously so. You're going to be running your ass over here every day. You know, like, so that phone time, like, I would take that as a serious thing. But, you know, if you some dude that's just trying to, like, call shots because you feel like you're in the house or something like that, like, because I'm the type of person out of spite, like, yo, we all going to court and I just take custody of mine and give them the fuck up out of there. Like, not out of spite, but, yo, if you trying to limit me to mine, then, you know, I just try to take them.
Okay. I know I was reading an article and it was talking about how, you know, like family time, say you and the baby mother, y'all cool, and she get a new dude, but a new dude, like, you know, I don't want the father, you know, this is my house, the man of the house. If he come over, you got to let me know. If I don't know, he can't come in. So how would you handle, say you, something happened, the mother not home, and you, you know, say you had, like, maybe a death in your family or had something happen where you want your kids present or put your eyes on them. You go by the house they staying at with their mother. Mother not dead, but the man telling you just can't drop by. You can't come by here. You know, I'm the man of this house, so you got to come back some other time.
See, all that should be worked out in the beginning, like, all that should be understood, because honestly, me, the type of father I am, okay, you met this guy, he's going to be around my kids. So the first thing I'm going to do is, all right, look, we could go, you know what I'm saying, we could watch a football game at Applebee's, we could fucking sit wherever you want to, but we about to get some type of understanding from day one.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we about to build this relationship, and we got to start understanding because First and foremost, I don't care what you're doing with their mother or what's going on with y'all. You're around my kids. I want to know the type of person you are for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so much crazy shit that go on in this world. I want to know who you are. And the one thing about, like, you know, my kids' mother, I appreciate and I love and I love and I love is that I know. It, you know what I'm saying? If it gets to that point and somebody else is around my kid, she made a good choice. Because for one, she's not the type that you're just going to get anything over on her. So if you get that far to where you're around my kid, then 10 times out of 10, you's a good dude.
That means you respect your baby mother's decision. That's a good thing.
And, Keith, honestly, it's beyond a respect level. It's something I love that I know that she would do wholeheartedly. It's like, you know, not because of, okay, I'm their father, and she's trying to make sure I have somebody around, that she has somebody around my kids, that's right. As a mother first, she's going to make sure that she has somebody around her kids, that's right. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no just jumping to the situation because I want somebody with me. Nah. This shit got to be right. And you know what I'm saying? That's one thing, like, yo, I love about her, you know, you know, beyond all things, is that, yo, I know she would make a wise choice. So the only thing would be left is for, you know, man, him to get that understanding. And for him to understand is that, yo, he's not dealing with some lame-ass father. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, my kids call me on the phone. They're going to get me. My kids come and they want, like, they come calling and they want me, they're going to get me. Like, yo, I shut it down for mine. You know, and that's the first thing anybody I meet or be with is to know, look, my kids call me, I'm going. I don't give a fuck if they just want the icy from the store. If they want the icy that bad to call me to come all the way over there to get the icy from the store and give it to them, then guess what? They got that. You know, like, adults can adjust to a situation. Kids could, too. But at the end of the day, like, you know, you want your kids to know at the end of the day, no matter who else comes along, I know who my father is, and I know what my father's going to do for me. So when it comes down to, you know, with them, like, you know, that's the type of father I am, man. Anybody that comes into their life is going to know that, look, you know, this is who you're dealing with. So you either got to get with this situation, or if it's that uncomfortable for you because you feel like it's some old, you know, some people just feel instantly threatened by the baby mother or the baby father. I even hate to use them words. The kid's mother or the kid's father.
Yeah, that's your family, you know, like, now. That's your family member. Yeah, y'all become family.
Exactly. Some people just like, instantly threatened by that.
Yeah, get back to the top of the show. I want to, because we have all the roll down. I want to share guests who coming to dinner, one of my little throwbacks. I know my grandmother, you see that Soul Food movie, that was my grandmother. I mean, everybody came. My grandmother, my grandfather, my great-grandparents. Everybody came. But she had a son, which is my Uncle Beanie. He was a piece of work. Now, when we was children, you know, it was, you know, kids stay in their place. So we didn't see what happened. We might have heard. And I know one year, after me and my sister, we kind of tipped out the room. And my uncle had my uncle who married into the family, had my uncle whose blood, and he had him in the tub in the house, like he's about to, like, go in on him. And my grandmother, she came, and my grandmother was really soft-spoken. She wanted to look. She was really sweet. She never used no curse words. Now it's her baby son. And she came, and it was a look that she gave. When I mean she shut it down, I mean she shut it down. It's a look I never forget. Like, I don't think I heard a curse word or a fight that could measure up to that look that she gave. Everybody. I mean, the uncle, man, he apologizing. Her son apologizing. Her husband, my grandfather, everybody get y'all food. Y'all got to go.
Yeah, that's
my
grandmother,
at my house, that was the most I've seen, because when I think about holidays, it's always feel warm and like a book, because it was beautiful. My grandmother, she got the house repainted. She really went big every time a holiday came around. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, Memorial Day. I mean, the whole family get together. They follow each other to the grave sites. They tell stories about the people that passed away. They take us out for a cookout. We had a really good thing going on for holidays and stuff. So tomorrow, I guess Thanksgiving coming up. I just hope that all our listeners, you know, don't worry so much about the holiday. Think about your family. Now, we didn't pick our family, you know, and our loved ones. We was born into them. It's the reason why. Drew, why you have them. People are, you know, dropping like flies. And something that's minor, it's babies fighting cancer. People who not, you know, wishing they could live another second. Time is the best thing to have. I know we want money, and people do, I need my house to look this way. I want to have this dinner. I want to have that. Having your family, be it your cousin, your aunt, your grandmother, your sister, whoever it is, just for that day, let it all go out the door. Just enjoy each other. Make some memories. Life is really short. Time is the best thing we have. Like, that's the richest thing we have is time. And we don't control our time. As much as we want to, we don't control our time. So with that said, like, you know, enjoy yourself. Happy holidays. Serve your turkey. Eat your pork. Whatever you're going to do. Hug your family's height. Laugh. Take pictures. Memories. And, you know, share it on our Facebook page. I want y'all to go on Tasty Tuesday, show me pictures of your turkey. I want to see your family smiling. I want to see all that good stuff going on. The world got so many things going on that's wrong. Just show some love. Like, let's hit the pages with nothing but family love, whatever friends, whatever you're doing. So we're about to leave. So, Tony, we have a question. That's 973-424. Hi, what's your name? Where you calling from? Hello? Oh, the call drop. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hello?
The call drop. I show with some. Hello?
Hello? There she go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, y'all need to get y'all shit straight up in here. I'm locked outside the studio and y'all just steady talking and talking and talking like I don't matter. Yeah. Like I just like I'm nobody.
Why you ain't take your key with you?
I let her in the door. I gotta make it enough for her.
For y'all to acknowledge me like I don't matter. Y'all suck. Y'all just went on y'all merry little way like it didn't even matter. I'm out here getting beat up by three midgets and a chihuahua.
Wait a minute, what happened? No, I told you come to the door. I opened the door. I let you in the door.
Yo, I just
and
been right robbed
and
mangled. And they left me a great pack of jingles, and y'all still up here talking.
I'm somebody from Belly.
Cause, wait a minute. Y'all remember Malik, because y'all left together. You and Malik left together.
Don't come over there, boo.
I'm appalled. Y'all left me hanging out. It's like
Let me pour this tea right here.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's
this
fine.
This is our tea pouring.
I was sitting up here jumping.
Last week was you and
Omar, you ain't shit. Omar, you ain't shit.
Now was
you and Malik jumping, and you seen me tapping on the glass, and you sitting here laughing the whole time, and you ain't saying nothing. You ain't
because
shit.
He saw Freak Malik behind you. Him and Freak Malik was down on it.
He saw Freak Malik behind you. He'd be mad as shit. He'd fuck around and quit. He ain't see shit. He saw me sitting out there in the cold. He sitting out there. That's cool, though. That's cool. You best believe it's on. You best believe it's on. I don't even want to kick it right now. I'm mad as shit. And I got a defrost eating my jingles that the racist left me.
Yo, I'm looking at this picture of Nia Long on Facebook, yo. Nia Long is bad as shit. I know I just went off topic.
Pretty.
No, she's bad
very
as shit.
Pretty.
Very pretty.
Well, I ain't about to go through all of that and fuck you
anyway, so how about that?
Because I'm still mad. And you can't just be throwing bitches in the equation trying to deter my attitude because I just got sexually assaulted by a motherfucking midget with a motherfucking beanie on and two fucking chihuahuas.
Did you like it? Why you lost me out? Let me tell you the funniest story ever. You wanted to be alone with O. You wanted to be alone with O. That's why you worry about this big mother. Let me tell you the funniest. I just can't get it. Oh, you want to be tagged in? You go ahead. You got it. I'll tag you in. Whatever. I'm done with y'all. Just do for Omar any type of way. Tag in. Use him on any type of way.
Hey, I got sexually assaulted.
He just
can't
be used. I'm telling you, just go ahead and touch on him. Go have him in the shower in the corner. Like I've been touched at the Daggle studio.
Right.
All they do is touch me.
Right, exactly. He gonna file a report. I already told both of y'all I'm gonna file a report on the NAACP, Co-Workers Protection Services, and everybody.
I'm filing a report. I'll type it up for you. Wait a minute.
Your hands always busy. And I'm making a flyer. I'm getting ready to go.
Your hands always busy. If you touch a Malik up, Omar, we don't know what's happening.
That's all right. It's the holidays. Tis the motherfucking season, okay? It's the holidays.
Right.
The more the merrier.
Right.
And I got to get with
Jingle bells.
It's more about giving than receiving.
Hey, I'm the receiver. I receive all year long. I'm the receiver, the linebacker, the quarterback, the receiver. I'm the receiver. I don't want to do anything else.
Call me selfish.
I don't care. Well, I'm letting you know right now, since y'all want to lock me out, I quit till next Tuesday. And that's all I got to say.
I quit this month. You don't believe that. You laughing. Why are you lying?
I quit the next Tuesday. Don't you call me and ask the same way y'all turned your eyes away from me like y'all ain't see me sitting out there. You keep on turning your ass around when you need me to do something. I quit. I'm fucking quitting. Y'all did me dirty tonight. That's all right, though. That's cool.
But I let you in the door. What happened? I'm like, I ain't hear
you
talking.
If you saw me just now, you saw me the whole damn 20 minutes I was
I've been clicked you in. 623, but
what?
You never said nothing. I think your phone was mute.
Yes, you called me. You came right back on.
Nope.
I beg you, so
I had to use my app, my spy app, to call your station to act like I'm somebody else for you to acknowledge me.
No, but you know that number. You know, this is a funny thing though. That number you called with, it went right off. Your 623 number been here the whole time.
So you been, like I said, you just been seeing me sitting here.
I let you in though.
And
no,
you
I
said,
know you
fuck
just
her.
You know what? I don't know if your mouth muscles are full with something. I don't know.
You
why
said,
you ain't saying
you go, well, maybe that's why you ain't bring me in, because you
your mouth was full with something.
But you said that maybe I wanted to, you know, play Jingle Bells. Maybe I wanted to have some Christmas carols going on air. And you will sit there and just let me just keep going, right? Just keep watching my number, right? Oh, that's her at the door. Let her stay out there. She ain't doing shit special. She's busy. We busy up here. And I'm talking to her.
I know you
want to
swallow.
Oh, nah,
I know you
want to
spit it out and swallow.
Motherfucker, I'm a multitasker. I know how to walk a two bow gun at the same time.
No
okay?
hands, huh? No hands. No
that's
hands.
Right. On a handstand, popping it.
I can't.
I'm done with
y'all.
I'm so done with y'all.
Y'all better go ahead. Tell y'all fans and whatever. Happy Thanksgiving. Because they think we all bipolar right now.
And we definitely want everybody to enjoy their holiday. Eat plenty of food. You know, don't forget that the real meaning of this holiday season is the season of giving. So, you know, don't try to eat up all the food from everybody. Give everybody something.
Yeah, happy holidays to everybody. Happy holidays to everybody. On a more serious note, remember you only get one life. You never know who might be there today and going tomorrow. So enjoy your time while you can. A lot of us we'll be dining with the same people we dined with last year, and you got to keep that in the back of your mind before you go to flip over a table or snatch the last person's turkey leg or whatever before you get real ignorant. Make these holidays special. Make sure you enjoy one another. Even if you really don't want to be there, just find it in your heart to show some love. And also, I don't know if a lot of people got to see the post that I made a few weeks back. It's a lot of food that's on these tables. Just if everybody out there can make one plate and just take it to a homeless person, so we'll know that one person has gotten something to eat that night, that'll be excellent. I mean, we're not asking you to make a total separate meal. Just get a paper plate, throw a few things on there, and somebody that you're seeing that you don't, you know, that they haven't eaten in a while, or they're just sitting there and, you know, they need a good meal, just go ahead and hand it to them. That's the least we can do. It all starts at the bottom, and it starts off small to where so we can do bigger things in the future. Look forward to the
leftover donated, yeah.
Exactly. And anything that you can donate, as far as, it don't even have to be food. If you want to donate, like I see a lot of people making the pocketbooks and filling them up with hygiene products and the little toiletries, that's good too. But let's start somewhere. Let's start giving back. Let's not always look for our hands to be filled up. If your hands is already filled, why not spill that over to someone else's? So that's what Build the Bricks is about. We're trying to get, not so much is our own, yes, we're going to start with our own cities, but everybody around. So I know everybody's not from Newark like we are. So everybody around in your town, just spill it over in your city and do the same thing in your area. And your, excuse me, do it in your area so we can go ahead and start somewhere and get this thing to grow and be bigger than life itself. And that's all I have to say. And don't fucking put no patty pies on the fucking table like you made them, because you lying ass bitches, you better get in there and stir up the yams and add the cinnamon and nutmeg and all
the
that shit.
Pie,
don't put that pie on
the
table.
I get one cooking tip. I'm going to get a one cooking tip.
And I see, let me tell you, if I go on Facebook and I see a light-skinned ass patty pie on that table.
Okay, I'm going to get one tip for y'all pies. Do not boil your sweet potatoes. Put them in the oven. Put a little olive oil or butter. Put them in the oven for an hour and a half. That way it won't feel all mushy and it won't be as stringy. That's my tip. I ain't getting y'all the rest. My pie is better than Patty's.
My
Mom,
tip is if you don't want me to call your ass out, don't put that light skinned ass pie on that table. That's all I'm scanning the whole picture for the box. That's what I'm saying. Bitch, where the box? That's all I'm gonna ask you. Where's the box?
Okay, my tip is clean the turkey.
Please. Please. And don't eat none of Omar's turkey because he got the ass guts in the inside of him. That's it, the end.
I'm on my game this year. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's been fun, guys. We had a ball. You know, I know y'all did because I heard y'all. You know, although I wasn't here majority of the time, but that's okay. We're not going to dwell on it. We're going to leave it in the past. You know, we're going to move on. I quit till next Tuesday, and fuck y'all. Have a good night.
Good night. Peace.
Good night, y'all.
Crossover Radio. Tying the community together.